Yo, what's going on? It's your big homie, Kodak, man. We got another audio edition of the Big Homie's House coming through, kicking it with the homies. You got Babyface Ray.
What up, dog?
How you feeling, brother?
I was sleepy this morning.
You was sleepy?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to wake you up then, man. You
gotta, I'm ready, though.
You got to have the vibes.
I'm locked and loaded.
You locked and loaded?
Yeah.
Is this a fashion Letterman jacket, or is this like, that's from the crib?
It's actually from my man from Charlotte, Salute.
Okay.
It means the one.
In what language?
Man, don't give me
for sure, man. Shout out to that guy. Shout out to that man. But look, man, you kicking it with the homies, so we're gonna have just a little regular conversation in here. So, what brings you to the city of Atlanta?
I was on a One Big Party tour.
Oh, how was that? I seen that at State Farm.
Crazy.
How was the vibes?
Man, I had to get out the car in traffic and run to the arena because I was lost. I couldn't even find a.
Wait, you got lost?
Trying to get to my stage set. So I was like 20, 30 minutes late. But it's been turned so far though.
Yeah. My dog DC was hosting that joint.
Yeah, DC, that's my guy.
Yeah, DC the homie. So yeah. Wait, hold on. I can't get past you getting lost like in Atlanta. So was it traffic or you just like?
You know what? I actually had the right directions. And then when we got to like the back part where we were supposed to go, we turned around because it ain't look right. And we just, from that point on, we just riding in circles. So I had to get out the car and, like, run to the stadium.
Atlanta weird. Like, the traffic layup in Atlanta is weird, right? Because you be going one way, and then next thing you know, you run into multiple one-way streets. And, like, you got to drive around. Then you got to get on the expressway for no reason.
It was crazy. I like Atlanta, though.
You like it? You got a spot down here yet?
Nah. I can't get no spot now.
Why not?
I'm going to spaz out.
What about Atlanta makes you think you're going to spaz out?
I mean, it's just a lot going on that I'm going to dodge here. You know what I'm saying?
Is it the strippers?
Strippers for sure. No, strippers. A little bit of everything, though.
For sure. So we pushing this project, M.O.B., that's the album.
Yeah, my.
What, Money Over Bitches?
Man of Business. Yeah.
I like that one better. I like that acronym better.
Yeah.
Okay.
We already know it's Money Over Bitches. We learned that when we 6 years
old.
Is it still
Money Over Bitches?
Yeah, it's whatever you really want
to
do.
No, I'm saying, but like, is that still pop? I feel like some things that we held on to, like we was coming up.
You saying like for real?
Like, yeah, like is that still the code?
It depends on what you're dealing with, a swine or a duck, you know what I'm saying? So.
A swine or a duck. What's the preferred option there?
Swans.
Yeah. Oh, swans.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said swine. I was like, huh?
Nah.
Swan or a duck.
Yeah.
Okay. Duck. But if it's a swan, you want
to. You know how to treat it, you know, the right one, but if it's a duck.
What make a woman a swan or a duck? What's the.
I mean, you could just tell in their character, you know. All you got to do is really listen to them, see, you know, pay attention enough, then you're going to know.
Yeah, if she come at you looking for a bag first, it's a duck.
For sure.
Yeah, she wanna
duck in her ass.
Yeah. She a duck and she getting ducked for sure.
Yeah.
But if she got her business together, she got her. She already got her own motion, and she coming to you. She just want a partner. That's a swan.
Yeah.
So ladies, in 2023, we looking for swans. We not looking for ducks.
Nah.
For sure. Now, of course, we already know you Detroit born and raised. So who are some of the artists you listen to coming up?
From Detroit or just period?
I'm going to say period and say Detroit for the follow-up because I really want to see where you at with that. But in period.
Period. Man, everybody, like, I can't, everybody. I used to work at this barbershop, and it was a record store down the street. I always say this, but I remember going down there and being in a records place and just searching for CDs, and then, like, oh, there go Andre 3000, Love Below, I'm getting that.
Or, yeah. So you just searching for the hip-hop joints?
I just searching for what I didn't even know. It's just like, what looked like it's fire, you feel me? And then I, you know, my pop used to have a mean CD collection, so for a minute I started to try to mimic that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're just trying to get your game together.
But as far as like Detroit artists, Stretch Money.
Hold on. Give me your top, I want to say, you know, top five Detroit artists.
What you mean, right now?
All time? Yeah.
Damn. Oh.
And if some of right now is included in all
gonna,
time.
I'm not gonna do them in the.
Yeah, it don't gotta be in order.
In the order. Man, that's crazy. I'm going Street Lord Wine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Peasy. I'm going me, for sure.
For sure.
Damn, man.
Last two.
Ooh.
This is your personal list now. It don't got to be.
I'm going M.
Okay.
I'm going M for sure. Detroit.
I really wanted to just see if you were going to put M in there, because every time.
Yeah, I'm going to
leave it at that. Every time you ask somebody from Detroit, they top, nah, they top a, Detroit artists. Eminem is never in the list.
M a dog. I mean, because it's a different time. Like, we ain't seen them in a while. But I was, you know, I'm a student of music. Like, even when I was young, I was listening to that. So
yeah.
A lot of people ain't really get to catch M being a dog. M a dog for sure.
Man, they needed drug era Eminem. Like, sober Eminem not putting out the hits the drug Eminem was putting out. I'm sorry.
He trying to.
I know that's not the popular thing to say.
No, he trying to out rap everybody, and that ain't it. You know,
yeah, because it's not. We're not in the out rap everybody era. Like, first of all, Eminem songs are way too long for the era.
Yeah.
Eminem still putting out 5 minute music. That's a long ass. That's most niggas songs be like minute 30.
Like you say,
2 minutes.
Like you say, probably sober in there writing it down.
Thinking about everything first.
Like every word,
not yelling at nobody mama no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Nah, I just had, because like I said, every time I hear Detroit artists talking about they top Detroit rappers and people they listen to, Eminem's never on niggas' list.
So it don't even be in their mind, I don't think. Swear.
Yeah, you know
see,
what?
I had to think about it.
You did,
like,
you did. You're right. And I feel like you said, we are in a different era. Like, I was watching this video on TikTok the other day, and it was by these young kids playing basketball or whatever.
Mello.
They was asking them, which one was Mello?
That shit broke my heart, for real.
They said LaMelo.
Even though LaMelo, my dog, I don't even know Carmelo Anthony, but yeah. I know LaMelo Ball, but it still broke my heart. Like, come on, how y'all know Melo?
Exactly. I had asked my baby cousin that, too, because he just turned 14.
What'd he say?
He said Carmelo, but he came up around us, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. LaMelo's new. Carmelo is, that's the
but
Melo.
But you seen the TikTok, you seen who they was asking, so.
Yeah, you know what? It got to a point almost in the video when I was watching it, I'm like, he about to say LaMelo. He gonna say Carmelo. Like, yeah. the ones that look cool was the ones that was saying Carmelo.
No,
like,
sure.
The ones look like they was just out there because their parents told them they had to play was saying LaMelo.
You gotta think, they think they LaMelo out there. You know what I'm saying? So.
They do think they LaMelo. Like, have you ever watched some of these kids? Like, you a basketball fan?
Yeah, I used to hoop.
What position you played?
Point guard.
Oh, you just putting up points and assists. Okay, triple double shorty. I see you.
Yeah.
But nah, like, you watch some of these games now, they not it's not fundamentally sound. Like, niggas just taking random threes. Everybody taking a three.
Yeah.
Everybody shooting from half court.
I ain't gonna lie, I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, I love it. I love seeing the stupid gameplay. Like, yeah.
You like seeing the video game type play?
Yeah, I love when Curry, my favorite player ever in the world.
Yeah, it look good when it go in, but if you got 30 niggas shooting out there and it's doink, doink, doink.
You stop, let Curry do that then. That's why Curry my guy, because he can do it and they can't. You know what I'm saying?
Curry changed the game. Nah, for sure. Yeah. Who you think had more influence on basketball, Curry or Jordan?
Curry. Influence? You got to use the words you use. I ain't gonna lie though. I don't know. It's neck and neck. Like,
it is. It's close. I mean, I would say Curry too.
People was trying to be Jordan for sure, but I feel like Curry like made it.
You can be Jordan. You can come up with flashy shots. I don't know anybody. It's hard to shoot like Curry shoot. The way Curry shoots, it's like. I feel like the way Curry shoots in like 20 years is gonna come out that like it was a magnet in the ball or something.
They keep saying that.
It's unreal.
I think it's practice though.
It's
man, you practice something long enough, you for sure gonna get great at it. I don't care what it is. It can be tying your it can be anything.
Can you do that with rap?
Yeah, for sure.
So an awful rapper.
Yes, man. If you go to the studio long enough, he gonna figure it out 100%.
Oh, man, it's some niggas been making mixtape for 20 years and that shit's still garbage.
Yeah. Well, they ain't practicing it. They just doing it.
They just doing it. They not practicing, they just doing.
Some people don't even like know be caring about the craft or doing that type of shit. They just be doing it just to do it.
Just be doing
we
it.
We in an era where you could just, you know, make music and make the money.
But I guess that kind of goes back to the Curry thing. We're in the era where some people are doing just.
Just cutting off the,
what's the one I'm like, taking shortcuts to get to where a lot of people are. Like, some people are intentionally making TikTok shit just to go viral. And then they TikTok song,
you know,
beat.
They down there be telling you, like, to do that. To, I feel like.
The labels?
I think so.
Have you been told that?
I done heard a few times make a TikTok with a song. No cap.
So when you hear stuff like that, does it kind of get you like, damn, like, we getting away from what I want to do, like how I want to be perceived as an artist?
Yeah, I ain't even know. I'm on TikTok, but it's like, TikTok, come on, man, stop playing.
I feel like you got it popping for me, like, down here as somebody who's in consuming the music through the Atlanta market. Like, you got it popping kind of like, I want to say 2020, 2021.
2020, kinda, for sure.
Yeah, like, that's when I first started hearing the name Babyface Ray.
Yeah.
And just seeing some of my peers in the industry, like, you know, speak you up and hearing some of your music. Like, you got it popping without that. You never had to take that route. So I feel like if you are somebody that has to do that, it's kind of like if who's an old shoot? Let's kind of like Mike Conley trying to be Steph Curry.
You know,
like,
sure.
Bro, you already popping. You're good without that. You don't have to be that. So I hate seeing artists that already have a platform and already have what they do well try to adapt to what's popping right now. Like, you don't have to do that shit. Like, you're not gonna see. I hope we don't see this shit. Like, I want to see Jay-Z making the TikTok song.
No, for real. Okay.
Like, you didn't need TikTok, so don't try to grab on to what's popping right now, because you're the trendsetter. Like, yeah. niggas are watching you to try to see what the next wave is gonna be.
I'm glad you're saying that on air.
So why are you glad I'm saying?
I'm saying so people can hear that. You know.
Yes, older artists do not need to try to grasp onto what's popping right now, because I always pride myself, like, and even things we do in media, like, you always want to be the wave. You never want to be a surfer. No, you know, the surfers change. The waves are there forever.
Literally.
The same waves niggas is riding right now, literally, like, in Hawaii and shit, was around when the dinosaurs was pissing. So, shit, as...
I never thought about that.
That's crazy. Like, we think about the Earth, yeah, all this shit been here. Ain't nothing new on this planet. You feel me?
Yeah.
But shit. More back to you, man. Why is it? This is just something I've heard. Like, I hear a lot of Oakland and Detroit and vice versa. Like, yeah. Why is it like that? What who uncle back in the day left Detroit and went to Oakland and got that wave started?
I don't know, cause they super similar. I think the hustle.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and then just the roughness of both cities. The hustle and the roughness, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Detroit gets the recognition that it deserves when it comes to, you know, prominent rap cities?
No.
Why is that?
I don't know. We kind of made a lane for ourselves. Like, the reality rap, just the raw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, Detroit always been, you know, the Detroit players in the game, but we just now starting to. I feel like we always had artists in the game, but we never really had artists in the game, like, from this lane or rap, like, from, like, the street culture. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To make it to doing the stuff we doing now.
Okay. And who are some artists that you want to collab with in the future that you ain't been able to work with?
Pharrell Williams. I just said it's Baby Keem, Lil Uzi Vert, Weezy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a few people. It's a few.
Okay. No, I think so. Pharrell know how to push together a classic with damn near anybody.
Yeah, he had an era. I was just seeing that on Instagram. He had a whole era where he was just doing this thing with artists, for real.
Yeah, did you ever pick up on like you know, now artists, I mean producers have the they tags. Would you ever like listen to the beginning of a Pharrell song? His tag is down there like the like the first part of the note repeating.
No, I never knew. What's his tag?
Think about, damn, what's that shit called? Oh, Beautiful. With Snoop Dogg. He produced that.
I'm saying,
like, the beginning of a lot of Pharrell's songs, it's like just the repeating of that first note of whatever the beat is. It'll repeat three times.
I'm definitely about to go get in the car and listen to it and catch what you're saying.
Yeah, so. I'm telling you, dog. It's like the original, that's, not the original tag, but like it's one of the more creative tags. Cause now niggas just got somebody saying they name or whatever.
Yeah.
But Pharrell had like dun, or how the beginning of Beautiful start? I forgot, but I So just shit, different shit like that. But for that's for us industry stamp. You feel me?
Yeah.
So also, I was watching the video before you got in here, right? And you were talking about like you felt like you and Peezy had been blackballed.
No, I ain't no felt like it. It was the truth.
What was the story behind
it? It wasn't even blackballed from the seed. They caught us on live talking about our upbringing, because we used to be in a group together.
Uh-huh.
And it was an incident that took place, you know, back in the day where something happened to another group member.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So for a while, you know, we've been getting booked for shows in Detroit and all of that. So for a while, we stopped getting booked and nobody was getting verses and none of that. So mm-hmm. I was saying blackball from our local, you know what I'm saying, what we had going on.
Oh, just in the city of Detroit?
Yeah, like we never even made it to the industry yet.
So is it still like that or?
No, we way past it.
Okay, all right. Because sometimes I know like people in the city or wherever they, you know, wherever an artist is located in, like, you know, the city won't support, but now, in the day and age we in now, like, shit, you can get it popping on the internet and just kind of skip that step.
No, yeah, the city, they love me. I ain't gonna lie. They've been seeing me go for a while, so they just love to see me elevate, period.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Now, I brought that up to, like, kind of segue into this question because I feel like, you know, down here we got, you know, everything that's going on with Gunna. It's kind of feel like he's been ostracized by the entire industry. Like,
yeah.
Do you think that he's kind of going through the same thing or is that something that he can bounce back from?
I'm not sure. Especially playing with the internet, so.
I think that,
that's
yeah.
It's a lot going to that, but also, you know, hip-hop is, you know, hip-hop culture is the street culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of based on street politics. Mm-hmm. You dig? So it's, if they feel a way, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I feel like shit. I feel like Gunna lost it when the kids turned on him. Like, I've seen kids.
That's because the internet.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I posted I was on Instagram last week. I had a Gunna song playing, and like a little young nigga that followed me, he was like, you listening to Gunna Tello? Like, yeah. God damn, nigga. What do you know about this shit?
A kid, though. I ain't did nothing. Nothing. In a situation.
And hopefully won't ever have to.
Or tell, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that'd be the crazy stuff when you're dealing with being an artist.
But I just don't like that a lot of assumptions are being made on somebody's face when you don't know all the details.
Man, this game, it's right here, this rap game, man, it's roller coasters, ups and downs, bro. So just,
yeah,
I done seen it, you know? It's just,
Yeah. Speaking of ups and downs, man, what are some, like, you know, a lot of people look up to you from in your city and around the country.
Yeah.
What are some of the ups and downs, like, things that people need to be prepared to, I guess, face when it comes to dealing with music? How have you been able to overcome some of those adversities?
How have you coded and, like, how you move? Don't expect that from the person. You know what I'm saying? Everybody you're dealing with. Don't take it personal. Just that, period. You know what
Is business personal, though?
Yeah,
I feel like it, too. I've always hated the term, is business not personal, because it's always personal.
Business is personal. It get personal when you handle business. Rocco taught me that.
Rocco down here, Rocco?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with that as well. I agree with that as well. So you got the project out now. What are we recording for the future, though? What can your fans expect coming?
I'm chilling right now, man. I might put out a compilation joint. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Are you one of the artists that want to venture into different avenues of media? Like, could we expect Babyface Ray in an episode of BMF sometime soon?
Man, hell yeah. 50 come out at me. I'm trying to get my acting career going too.
For
you know
sure.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. That shit look real prosperous now. Shit, that's another bag.
Come on, give me.
Yeah, for sure, man. 50 come holler at him, man. Well, look, man, I'm glad Babyface Ray came.
You watch Atlanta?
You said what?
You watch Atlanta?
Yeah. Well, I watched Atlanta. I watched it up until like the season before.
Oh.
I didn't see it when they got to Europe.
That's my shit.
That's your shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I just got to catch. I don't got Hulu. Like all the services that people offer for free, like I just moved to a new apartment. They say, yeah, you can get HBO Max for free. I already got HBO Max, bro. Why the fuck everybody keeps trying to sell me HBO Max? I need Hulu.
Ain't nothing on there. That's why. Ain't nothing on HBO Max. Hulu got some cool stuff on there. HBO Max, you get that for free. Ain't nothing on there.
That's that giving away shit.
Yeah.
That giving away network. Yeah, we got a free subscription, nigga. This is my fifth one.
No cap.
Trying to watch no goddamn DC shit. Anyway, man, this is the Big Homie's house. We got Babyface Ray in the building, dog. Appreciate you coming to kick it with me, homie. Anything you want to tell the people?
Stay tuned in, man. You know what's going on with the mob. Follow me on Instagram, Babyface Ray.
For Shosky, man. That's it. Kicking it with the homies. Let's go. All
right.